This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. If it's your first time, thank you. We appreciate you tuning in. We invite you to tell a friend. If you're a repeat offender, like Brother Breck says, we have meetings every other Tuesday. And today's B-Team Podcast is... I hate the word tribute because while he's leaving us, he's not going anywhere. Chris Davis has been so many things to so many different people. I mean, Breck has said on record that if it weren't for Chris Davis, there'd be no Breck Riley as far as news is concerned when he was doing news because of the influence and the guidance that he received from Chris during his tenure doing news here. But there are sides of him that so many listeners don't have the opportunity to see, because while he is first and foremost dedicated to providing local, accurate, meaningful news and local content for our radio stations at Boswell Media, the man has got a wicked sense of humor. And I can't pay respect to the prim and proper Chris Davis without paying respect to the Chris Davis behind the scenes, the man who I can call at 10:30 on a Sunday morning because of something silly that's going on in the house, and the man makes a newscast out of it. It is just funny. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, here's the sample.
A local housewife who's really stuck on laundry gets taken for a spin. In the B-Team Podcast News and Weather Center, I'm Chris Davis with a special report. A Kosciuszko woman who doesn't want to be identified, and I can't say I blame her. After all, being married to a local morning show host, Brian Montgomery, is a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Found herself stuck in the washing machine. We take you now to our film crew who captured her hair-raising rescue on camera.
What's wrong with you?
My hair is stuck.
Stuck where?
In this thing.
Hold this.
Help me?
Mason, come here.
Oh, my.
I want this recorded just in case there's any type of injury or lawsuit. As you can clearly see, we have a Portuguese woman with her head stuck in the washing machine. Put your head down and bring your big ass head out. The moral of this story is don't put your big ass head in a small ass hole.
Look, detergent goes here, softener goes here.
And you're just learning that?
Yes.
That's if you use liquid, but we don't use liquid, do we? She's going to do it again. And I'm going to help her.
You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry, wait. He would correct me because he's like that. Can you hear what I'm talking about now? Yes. Chris is probably nodding, going, yes, that's better. Coming up today, we salute the man, he who is Chris Davis, his contributions not only to Boswell Media, but to BMO in the morning and the B-Team Podcast, which is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. We invite you to strap yourselves in and get ready for one hell of a ride. The B-Team Podcast salutes Chris Davis.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96. BMO in the morning. It's like stopping to think and forgetting to start again.
Last time on BMO in the morning, things got real interesting as Chris Davis took me to court because I refused to play a cover of Josh Grayson's Working for the Weekend, which originally was done by Loverboy because he said that it was just as good as the other one. And when I told him no, he got himself representation. And now Brother Breck has joined us from Breezy 101, and you're looking very dapper. I've never seen you wear a t-shirt and a tie into the studio. What is going on?
Here for the defense. Counsel for the defense.
Are you representing Brandon and Chris Davis.
It's more pro bono because he's just going to buy me beer.
Yeah. Are you working for 40s or are we working for a six-pack today?
Yes.
Well, with all the players in place, Brother Reich began his defense for Mr. Davis, which apparently lasted half a chorus. Everybody's working for
the weekend. I cannot, in good faith, defend this anymore. So,
and with that said, apparently the jury had had enough as well. Have you reached a decision?
We, the jury, in the case of Davis versus Montgomery, find the defendant, Mr. Davis, guilty of horrible taste in music. And the song absolutely sucks. Just saying.
BMO in the morning.
BMO, I don't like you anymore. And Brick, you're fired.
Weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country. Kix 96.
I could not put together a B-Team podcast on your final day and not dedicate it to the man. And I don't say that for any other reason but pure respect for what you have done, not only for me since moving here in November of last year, but for Boswell Media as a whole, because this was home for you on two occasions. You had the opportunity to go out west for a brief time before coming back. Let's first go back, if you don't mind, and tell everybody how you got involved in the industry, maybe some influences that you had, and how you got your first opportunity here.
Well, I had been in the radio business for about 12 years. I was working full-time at the time at Mississippi State Hospital at Whitfield in the public relations department and doing radio part-time for a station down in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And a fellow that I had known for many years, Josh West, was working as the voice of Holmes Community College football. He found out that Johnny needed a news person. And he ended up getting the two of us connected, and I still owe him a steak dinner for that. Even after all these years, I don't think I've ever gotten the opportunity to do that for Josh yet. But and you might remember Josh's voice, you know, being on the Bulldogs broadcast. But
mm-hmm.
That's how I ended up coming to Kosciuszko. At the time, I rented a house from Claude Gunter, who you know, is the guy who started Claude Julien's.
Mm-hmm.
On the square, and you know, at I guess that was in 2009. Later that year, I married my wife, and she moved to Kosciuszko with me, and we had our first child while we lived in Kosciuszko the first go around.
Now, when you look at your career as a whole, and you look at the way the industry itself has shifted, what's the progression been for you? And do you see yourself becoming more of a fan of it, or do you miss the old days of getting out there and having to find it?
Well, I mean, I think there is value in getting out and having to find it, for sure. You know, it's not that we don't have to find it now. It's just that we have more resources available to us. But doing the work is a necessary exercise. And you know, I don't like to make myself the news. I'm even uncomfortable doing interviews like this because, my whole attitude about it is news people should never be the news. But, you know, if you want to know, I mean, I think we've got a good situation these days with a lot of resources available to us digitally. The problem is the majority of people who actually write news are not taught how to write. And that's one big problem I have with it. So this might turn into Chris's big complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think there's validity to looking at some of the sloppiness and some of the inaccuracies that have eroded trust in the news media. And you read about these studies a lot that say people don't trust their news media, their TV and newspaper. Actually, radio and audio is the medium that has the most trust right now. But the reason that people don't trust are because they see the silliness, the sloppiness, the inaccuracies, and eventually the political bias that creeps into the news product that most people are consuming.
Right. I remember when I first got here, I had the benefit and pleasure of working with Dennis Daly, who shared that same mentality that you do with regards to grammar, reporting, the ability to take a story, trim the fat, get in, make it entertaining, but at the same time getting the fact and the points across, not from his perspective, but what the news actually was. What are some of your favorite stories that stand out from you, or some of your more memorable ones?
Some of my favorites are stories from right there in Kosciuszko. There were some stories in Itali County, and they're in central Mississippi that go into the "Can you believe this?" category. One time there was a sinkhole out on a county road in Itali County that opened up, and a mom and daughter, I think this was back in 2010, drove off into the sinkhole. They're getting out of their car, and they're trying to gather themselves after going off in a gigantic sinkhole with a road just opening up under them. And as they are getting out, they realize that another car is coming. They can hear it on the gravel road. Mm-hmm. So what do? They can only hit the deck. And that other car comes in to the sinkhole and lands on top of their car.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing. Of course, you know, there are stories that are of, you know, big national political import that I've covered. And I've covered, as, you know, the news director for the statewide network in Mississippi, covered the elections for governor and all the statewide elections. But, you know, I think that the stories that I have enjoyed most are the stories that people care about the most.
Right. Well, I was looking at just some of the different things that you've done. And again, while you've been primarily here as far as, you know, Boswell Media and delivering our news, some of my favorite stories that you've done, you shared with me about Elvis Presley's last concert performance. And that was probably one of my favorite pieces I ever had the pleasure of listening to you do. When you approach a story, how do you approach it?
The first thing that I want to do is say, what is the most important thing about this story? What's going to make somebody buy in and listen to it? And that's what I put right up front. Never play around and never bore people. In fact, I follow this radio Bible that I have. It's called Beyond Powerful Radio by this nice friend of mine named Valerie Geller, and she says, always tell the truth, always make it matter, and never be boring. And those are the principles that I live by every single day. So it's always, you know, number one is the truth, but number two is, why do I need to buy into the story as a listener? What is in it for me? And why shouldn't I just change the channel right now? What you have to do is tell people those things. You need to listen to the story because. And then when you hook them, then you can tell them the rest of the story. And I always believe in using sound, a lot of sound, because sound is like our evidence. Mm-hmm. It is, it's like the quote in a newspaper story or the big quote in a term paper. You have to prove that what you're saying happened actually happened. And so that's the big reason to use sound. And another reason is to transport people there to the scene. So if there's a big wreck on the bypass in Kosciuszko and you get sound of the crunch of the metal of the cars being pulled apart, that paints a picture in somebody's mind. So you give them that visual that they can lock onto, and it actually stimulates the listener's mind, and that's a big part of radio.
Especially in our industry, because you don't have the visual. You create that theater of the mind with the sound. So I totally understand it's being able to paint a picture for someone without actually having the picture there. Again, like I said, I want to thank you for what you've done for me since coming on board, because news people, they're straight men. To have someone like yourself who raised the curtain and step out from behind it and cut up the way you do with us, I cannot tell you how many times I've had people walk up to me that will listen to the show who just can't get over that relationship and that connection that we have. Going back and forth at the 45 break, previewing what's coming up in the news, and the way that we can have fun, deliver the message and the importance of it, and still be able to find some way to cut up. I've never seen anybody do that the way that you do. And we've had some very funny, memorable moments. My wife to this day still laughs every time about her first visit here and you telling her how good a boy I had been.
Not even with the grandparents.
Sunny and 66 today, sunny and 68 tomorrow. Your complete forecast is coming up. From the Kix 96 newsroom, I'm Chris Davis. Here's what's trending. In local news, Brian Montgomery's fiancée Yvonne arrives today. The parade has been canceled. However, everyone is to be on their best behavior, and no one is to mention any of the trouble that he's gotten into since he arrived. Trouble? Did I say trouble? Yvonne, he's been a saint since he's gotten here. I'm Chris Davis, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'm going to let you in on something, Bimo. I mean, when my first 12 years in radio, I was nothing in this business. I mean, I was terrible. And it wasn't until I got there to Boswell Media that it was like, I'm not trying to brag on myself here. I'm more trying to brag on Mr. Johnny Boswell there. It was like when Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning got together, you know. Then we started getting real results. But before that, and this is why, you know, I'm busy a lot and that I don't cut up as much as I could, because I used to do that all the time. When I worked back in Yazoo City, which is where I got started, I had this radio partner named Mike, and we would spend all morning long cutting up. We would have the police chief on the air or somebody like that, you know, and we would laugh and we would have fun, and then I was not a good newsman. So I have since learned to kind of dedicate myself in the morning to making sure that I'm putting the best product out there. But I tell you, you know, you have taken the show and you've taken it to new heights. And I don't think there's any more proof of that, you know, than your big win there with Station of the Year.
I appreciate that. To me, the relationship between the news, myself, Breck, whoever, we are all valuable. And there are, especially with a sense of humor, because if you're listening to the podcast and you listen to this man do the news story, trust me when I say this, the man has got a wicked sense of humor and is funnier than all get out. And you haven't lived until you've had Mexican food with this man, because you just have not. And to watch the man deliver the way he delivers, as professional as he does, and know that there's that underlying wicked sense of humor that will make it, you know, will raise its head every so often when the timing is appropriate. It just makes for good radio. And like I told you from day one, I didn't want just a straight newsman. I wanted someone relatable and someone to become a part of the family. And that's something that you've done. Now, would you mind talking about the new station that you're going to be working for in Indianapolis, even though they've got a sorry-ass football team who lost on Sunday to a certain team from Tampa Bay while I stretch and polish my trophy over here?
We'll just not talk about the Colts. But, you know, the whole thing, you know, WIBC and Network Indiana in Indianapolis, big station, big statewide network. They do a lot as far as, you know, it's just one of the biggest, probably one of the most ever-present newsrooms in the Midwest. Before, when I left Boswell Media, I went to KRMG in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went from a city the size of 7,000 in Kosciuszko to a city of a million in Tulsa. And it was, you know, because of the forward-thinking, you know, visionary outlook of Mr. Boswell there, I had absolutely no culture shock, no transition problems. It was just I just kept doing the same thing that I had been doing, which is telling stories and using lots of sound and telling the stories on multiple platforms digitally. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of thing at WIBC. It's just telling stories. And in Indianapolis is a city with 2.5 million people. To me, that means there's 2.5 million stories to tell. So you never run out.
We are definitely going to miss you. We don't in our industry have the opportunity to say, you know, thank yous and goodbyes. But I'm going to do for you like I've done for Melvin. I've done for every partner that I've ever had. The floor is yours.
I have, these past couple of years, being able to come back to Boswell Media is something that I never actually thought would happen. And it's the best radio gig in Mississippi. Don't let anybody tell you different, and don't think because stations in Jackson have maybe sometimes branding that people would consider bigger, or stations on the coast, or stations in Tupelo. These stations are put together by people who care and people who do it for the right reasons, and they're dedicated and talented people. And Johnny Boswell is able to hire the best people and get the most out of them. And that's one reason that I've really enjoyed, being back here. And leaving again is something that I kind of knew would happen at some point. It's not a forever. Nothing is forever in radio. But again, the first time I left, it was so, so tough.
Mm-hmm.
To leave, to actually go out that door the last time. There was a fellow who was doing your job back then, BMO, named Eric, and he had somebody bring in a cake and Big Earl from Pearl, and I got together and played the guitar on the radio. So this is a little bit of a different kind of an exit, but it's not one that's any less sad. So I definitely want to thank Johnny and Melissa and Ashley and Laura, and I don't think Laura gets enough attention around there, gets enough praise for what she does. I mean, she does an incredible volume of work sitting at that front desk, and people may call the station and know her as the voice that picks up, but Laura does a lot, and I want to acknowledge her. And Breck has been working really hard to really up his game here in the past couple of years. Being on your show and doing his show at the same time, running back and forth between studios. I mean, that's a lot of work. I don't want to forget to mention Philip Palmertree, my good friend and former pastor, and Melvin Wooten, who, I didn't get to see a lot. He was really busy, down in Leak County and doing his last football gig. But, my gosh, Melvin, was so supportive during my first time there, my first go around. So yeah, it's like the Academy Awards here, BMO.
Well, we're not going to play the
time.
Yeah, we're not going to play the music. But again, thank you for the foundation that you put in place for me. The news, the morning show, the whole vibe. We have always been, like I've told you from day one, a team, and I know you are going to continue to do good and great things up there. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I wish you and the family the best.
Well, BMO, I wish you the same. Who would have thought a guy from Merced, California could come to Mississippi and just fit right in and be one of the family and be one of the guys and do everything that you do the way you do it.
Well, I appreciate that, boss. We'll talk to you soon. It's the B-Team Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96. A Boswell Media station. Listen live at kicks96news.com. To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btteampodcastms@gmail.com.